We have Chris Novoselic, formerly of Nirvana. You might know him as the bass player. And then the legendary Kurt. You like that? Legendary Kurt. Kurt Wood of the Meat Puppets. Also played some gigs with Nirvana as well.
Yeah.
And they're in a new project together by the name of Eye is Adrift. How you guys doing? You're on 91X in San Diego.
Fine, thanks.
Hey, wow. Yeah, 91X. I know 91X. Are you still transmitting out of Mexico?
Tijuana.
Right on. So you play that hour of Mexican national music like at 3 a.m. on Sunday?
Exactly.
Like part of the deal.
Actually, that's our highest rated day part. The Mexican national hour does better than we do. Do you guys remember playing? Remember Iguanas and TJ?
I can't. How could I ever forget Iguanas? We played there a few times. Yeah.
I remember seeing Nirvana at Iguanas.
Oh, right on.
Back
yeah.
in the day, the Back early the days. Days.
I mean, everybody would drink those cheap margaritas and it was just out of their minds. Just
playing like, on a concrete stage, people throwing beer bottles or crashing all around you.
It was classic. It was. Those were the days, my friends. We
yes,
thought
sir.
They'd never end.
Well, it's a pleasure having both of you guys on here. Absolutely. Actually, when you guys first walked up and went on the radio station that's adjacent to us here, I saw both of you, know obviously your history, and I was a little intimidated at first, to be perfectly honest with you. To have Chris Novoselic and Kurt Kirkwood on the air together on the 91X Airwaves. It's been quite some time, and it's good to see you guys.
Yeah, well, good to see you, Chris. Fantastic.
Now, tell us about, you have this new project. I understand you guys are actually performing down in San Diego, what, November 6th down at the Brick, Brick by Brick.
Oh, Brick by Brick, yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we got together, Kurt and I got together, and we got Bud Goff from Sublime on board.
And LBDA.
Yeah. We recorded this record in Austin, Texas, and it's coming out September 24th on Spin Art Records.
Sweet.
So I'm excited.
So it's a good, glad to be back playing music and doing that thing?
Yeah. I you know, with the, I haven't stopped. I never, music is the one thing through the past 6 years or whatever. My kind of stuff has happened with the whole, you know, who knows where we are, music scene happening and all that stuff. I kept playing with the Meat Puppets. I put together a different version of it in Austin, and I went out solo. That's how I hooked up with Chris again last year. But I've been dogged about it. I never, you know, it's the one thing I couldn't put down.
Now, Chris, are you based out of Austin now, or are you still up in Seattle?
No, I live in Washington State. I moved out of Seattle, and I live in the woods. I literally came out of the hills. To be here today.
And what can you tell us about the, what's the sound? I know you hate probably answering those questions,
but the sound
of the new project, how would you best describe it?
It's rock and roll music. All three of us, Bud, Kurt, and myself, come from trios. We brought our respective skills and each instrument to the equation, and I think we made some great music. It's really straight ahead rock and roll. The song's got a lot of personality. There's some great musical moments on it, and I'm excited.
Cool. Glad to hear that. The visual I always have of you is when you guys, when you're with Nirvana playing the MTV Music Awards, throwing the bass in the air and popping yourself in the head. That has never left me.
Yeah, well that, you know, I used to do that shtick a lot and I always caught it and then in front of 300 million people I drop it. You know, it's just kind of my, you know, it's kind of my fate. It's like, imagine that. You know, the only time I ever do it, so...
Yeah, I caught a... actually, we do this thing at the racetrack down in San Diego, at the Del Mar Racetrack. We do this 4 o'clock Friday series where we have these bands out there. And I actually thought I was watching Nirvana last Friday when we had the Vines on stage.
Oh, wow.
Have you
That'll
caught
happen
the Vines?
All the time.
That happens
just
a lot.
Turn on the TV.
I haven't.
You see a lot
these
of it.
Days,
you should do
it's rock,
like,
you know?
If they have a big PA set up at Del Mar, they should put on the Muddy Banks of the Wish Con, like Crank Teen Spirit, because that was recorded there. So you can actually like kind of channel that. Yeah, there's a few songs off of the live record that was recorded at Del Mar Fairgrounds, San Diego, California.
When you were playing, was that when you guys were playing with Pearl Jam and the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Chili Peppers, yeah.
I was at that show.
Yeah, right on.
So, yeah, I didn't realize it was the same recording.
You're all over it.
Yeah. So I'm an old guy.
Right on.
Yeah. November 6th, look for Eyes Adrift with Kurt Kirkwood. Or you can call him Kirk Kurtwood. Of the Meat Puppets, Chris Novoselic of Nirvana, and then Bud, who we love and adore from Sublime and LBDA.